9. Psychology. Listen to a lecture in a psychology class. Fill in a diagram with the information that you hear.
Today's lecture is going to be very interesting. During the course of the semester, the nature versus nurture debate has come up a couple of times, and today I'm going to present both sides of the argument. Before we start, let me just reiterate the basics of the debate involving how we develop personalities. The idea is this. Some people believe the intrinsic qualities of each individual, the nature of a person, so to speak, are more influential than the qualities that come from the individual's experience, the parts that are assumed to have been nurtured. Then there are people that believe the opposite. Are we all more or less clear about that? Okay, let's move on then. Anyway, let me start with the nature theory, which would assume that people's personalities arise as a result of their innate traits, traits they were born with. The strongest argument for the nature theory is heredity. In order to test this theory, scientists usually test twins. For example, a lot of twin studies go like this. They'll observe twins who obviously share the same genetic traits. The thing is, they'll be in different environments, and time again, the results have shown that the twins exhibit striking similarities in terms of personality. Nature supporters argue that this wouldn't be possible if the twins' genes didn't influence their personality. So, to recap, the nature theory says that people are born with certain traits that affect their personalities. I hope that's clear. Now, let's not forget that there's some pretty compelling evidence on the other side of the argument as well. The nurture argument is based on the idea of tabula rasa. Tabula rasa is Latin for blank slate, and the concept is basically that humans are blank slates when they are born, fresh tablets waiting to be written on, so to speak. As we grow up, we learn from the world around us. I want to bring up B.F. Skinner, who will sound familiar to you because we studied his work on conditioning, responses to conditions. What Skinner did is actually very important to this debate because it is completely based on the hypothesis that behavior is learned and not innate. He suggested that we learn everything after we're born. Genes aren't involved in personality. It's all about environments. Now, keep in mind, we can combine these two theories, and they can both be partially right. They aren't mutually exclusive.
1. How does the professor organize the information about the nature versus nurture debate? Two. How does the professor clarify the points she makes about the nature theory? Three. Why does the professor discuss B.F. Skinner?